for me.
I just realized as these issues started to come at us that, and they started to crystallize, that it really wasn't a good fit, and that I wouldn't be comfortable doing this, and that it wouldn't be fair to him to be part of a team and not be able to be 100% on the team.
Strange day. So much for a team of rivals. Judd Gregg foregoing a cabinet job, sparking plenty of questions about why he did it and what it means for this president who promised change and an end to partisanship. Certainly, they've taken plenty of hits, some of them self-inflicted over personnel decisions lately. But do developments today also speak to something deeper, a war, an insurgency by Republicans against the president, against Democrats in the House, and against their agenda? Joe, is it possible, though, that he, Gregg, then is also getting pressure from House Republicans, from Senate Republicans, who are saying, look, why are you doing this? We have this whole insurgent strategy. We have this whole, you know, we're redefining ourselves. We're on the move. We're suddenly feeling reinvigorated. And now you're going to go and play for the other team. So, David, though, you don't buy the idea that there is a war by Republicans against the president, whether it's whether the Gregg nomination was part of this, the withdrawal, or just in general, you don't buy that? Because, I mean, Pete Sessions, you know, who's head of the Republican Congressional Committee, was citing the Taliban as sort of an example of how to run an insurgent campaign against a larger force.